If you've ever called Centrelink, you won't be surprised that the average wait time, if you can get through it all, is more than a quarter of an hour. Well, today the federal government says it feels your frustration and is announcing plans to employ more call centre staff via an outsourced provider. But Labor MPs say the new staff should be employed directly in the public service, where they'll be properly trained and properly paid, as Tom Eagledon reports.
Good morning. Welcome to the Department of Human Services.
Taking a million calls a week, the Centrelink call centre is the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
If you are calling in relation to the childcare subsidy changes, please say childcare.
And also one of the most cumbersome. For many callers at busy times, this is all you'll get. Even when you can get through, you're in for a long wait before you can talk to a human. Here's Human Services Minister Michael Keenan.
We've got a large number of different lines, but on average it's about 15 and a half minutes. We think that's too long.
Labor says wait times have actually blown out over the last 12 months to more than 20 minutes for most callers and more than half an hour for some. Today the government's announcing an extra 1,500 people to man the phones at Centrelink on top of the 1,000 announced in April.
What will be good news for pensioners, for students and for others that rely on the Australian government for support.
Outsourcer Serco has been running a trial of the new operation with, says the minister, promising results.
The first 250 that are actually on board already, I mean, they've cut down busy signals by 20%. So you can appreciate when we're putting on the extra 1,500, the extra 1,000 that we've announced before, it's going to make a very significant improvement to those who are using the Australian Government service delivery.
But Labor's sceptical. Here's Shadow Human Services Minister Linda Burney.
The government has cut 2,500 jobs out of Centrelink over the last two budgets. And the notion that they're putting these jobs back is a net zero game, really.
We haven't been cutting the workforce in my department, but the thing is the workforce in my department changes over time in line with the fact that our requirements for what that workforce needs to do changes over time.
But Labor's also got a problem with that. The new staff won't be public servants, but contractors to private operators.
And the last thing that the government needs to be doing is privatising Centrelink by stealth, by outsourcing positions that they've already cut.
I think our customers are more interested in the service that we provide. I'm not sure that they're terribly concerned about where it is we get our workforce from. They want to know that they can pick up the phone's going to be answered as quickly as possible, and they're talking to someone who knows what they're doing. That is what is going to happen in the future.
But Labor says it's committed to bringing those jobs back into the public service.
I won't give you the number exactly now, but Labor is committed to additional full-time permanent public service positions in Centrelink.
That's Shadow Human Services Minister Linda Burney ending that report from Tom Eagledon.